This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration says Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say American troops have begun pulling back from positions along the border in northeast Syria ahead of an expected Turkish invasion that the Syrian Kurds say will overturn 5 years of achievements in the battle against the Islamic State group. They think the pullback represents a major shift in U.S. policy in the region. A video posted by a Kurdish news agency shows a convoy of American armored vehicles apparently heading away from a border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Democrats may get new information in their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
There is a second whistleblower with what the person's lawyer says is firsthand knowledge of key events that could back up the original whistleblower's complaint. That might undermine efforts by President Trump and allies to discredit that complaint as being based on second or third-hand information. Attorney Mark Zaid represents both and says the new whistleblower has talked with the intelligence community's watchdog. Democrat Jim Himes, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says a second whistleblower could signal a shift inside the government, with more people speaking out against the president, who continues insisting he did nothing wrong. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 10 people, including a child, Monday. An Afghan official says the attack targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits. The official says the attack in Jalalabad City wounded 27 other people, some of them critically. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood overnight. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
At least 15 people were killed in Baghdad on Sunday night after fierce clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters. That raises the death toll after nearly a week of violence to around 110, based on police and medical reports. The Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 have been wounded. Protests first broke out in Iraq's capital on Tuesday over jobs, services and endemic political corruption. The government has agreed to various reforms like subsidized housing, stipends for the unemployed and youth training programs. But protesters are demanding a complete overhaul of what they say is a corrupt system that's held Iraq back.
That is Megan Revel reporting for Reuters. U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks have collapsed yet again after Pyongyang angrily walked away blaming Washington. But it does not necessarily mean the demise of the talks. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
On the surface, it doesn't look good. North Korea storming out of its first nuclear talks with the U.S. in months. But it's not new. North Korean negotiators for years have tried to gain the upper hand by being the ones to walk away from talks. What is new in the equation is Donald Trump, who's already walked away twice from talks with North Korea. For now, North Korea says the next step is up to Trump. As the North Korean delegation headed home, its top envoy warned of shocking actions if the U.S. doesn't give in soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Three men have won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine for their findings on how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability. Reuters' Grace Jerome reports.
Three men who made discoveries relating to how our bodies respond to oxygen have been awarded the 2019 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. The Secretary General of the Prize Committee, Thomas Perlman, made the announcement on Monday morning.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2019 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to William Kaelin, Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza.
The Institute says the scientists, two from the US and one from the UK, established the basis for understanding how oxygen levels affect cellular metabolism and physiological functions.
That is Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. Students in Bangladesh staged protests and blocked major roads Monday after an undergraduate was beaten to death, allegedly by ruling party activists, for criticizing the government. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.